This is KTOO Juno. You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Annie Bartholomew, here with Katie Inge, the Grants and Marketing Coordinator at Juno Public Libraries.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, I was going to say, it's a great day to walk over here. I think it got a little cloudy, but it's not raining, so that's good.
I know, we were just talking, it's already summer.
Yeah.
It's already June. Where did it go?
I don't know. It's before I know it. It's going to be September and it'll be fall, but right now we can enjoy the summer.
We can. Yeah. And there are plenty of events happening at the libraries to keep you busy.
Yeah, so many.
I couldn't believe it. I kept scrolling through your Facebook and I'm like, and this. Wow.
Yeah. We just packed in a lot of activities for June. and then there's going to be more for July. We're just going to keep rolling.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by Juno Afternoon to talk about it. You've got a couple of summer reading programs for youth and adults.
Yes. Yeah. So we have two summer reading programs. The youth summer reading program, the theme this year is a universe of stories. So a lot of some of our programming and our materials are all like space themed. And we get some nice handouts for the kids that are all like well designed, and they all have like little astronauts and like, astronaut kids and, you know, planets on them, and they all look really great. And if you haven't brought your kids in to sign up at the public libraries, please do so. Stop in whenever we're open. It takes a pretty much 5-minute sign up. The kids will get a form, like not a form, it's kind of like a folder, but not, I'm not sure how to describe it. Like, it looks like a folder, but you cannot actually kind of can hold things, but it's just a big sheet that all the kids can write down their books. If your kid is into picture books, or if you're reading picture books to your kids, that you need to read 10. If your kids are up to the chapter books, they can read 5. And you just bring in the sheet and we'll like mark it off, and your kids get to pick a book and go back home and keep reading. We have books that get donated from by friends of the public library,
like Magic Bookstore. So amazing.
Yeah, and we are so happy, so thankful for them, because without their support, a lot of these programs will still be good, but their friends make it better.
They always make it better. A lot of the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so kids can pick book. You can do it all summer. Just keep reading if you're planning on having your kids read anyway. There's a big thing. I think they call it the summer slide, where if kids kind of don't keep on top of their reading and those kind of activities, then they actually kind of lose what they've just learned last month because school just ended. So they have to do more remedial stuff in September. So reading is one of those activities that kids can do to kind of help, you know, slow that or prevent that. And so just come to the library and get your kids signed up, and it'll be a lot of fun. We're still doing the book reviews this year, and we have youth book reviews and teens.
In the summertime?
Yeah. They're
Sounds
very
like
short.
Homework to me.
Yeah, no, no. Super short. We just want to hear what you liked about the book, and then your book review gets dropped into our fishbowl and pulled out for prizes. And so we have prizes from local businesses that they've donated, so that, you know, each kid can get something kind of fun. So
many incentives.
Yes. Yeah. And I do have to say, we really have fun reading the book reviews, because some of them are really great. And sometimes kids, like, they'll illustrate, they'll draw little pictures of a scene from the book, which is also really fun.
So next time you better bring some book reviews.
Okay. Yeah, they're really nice. It's really fun.
And we could all be doing a little more reading.
Yeah.
And are you working on any books yourself?
Well, right now I just finished Southern Lady Code, which is a book of essays by Helen Ellis, who has written short stories before, and now she just published her first book of essays, which are very funny, very interesting, about how she grew up in the South and now she lives in New York. And so there's a lot of her Southernness that comes out in New York, and how her friends are just kind of like, well, okay, that's Helen. She's from the South, you know. She's quirky. And it was very funny. A very funny read. So I enjoyed it.
Fast?
Yeah. Yes, pretty. Yeah, it was fast. It was actually really short. So if you're looking for some nonfiction or something to kind of mark off on your adult summer reading challenge, you can. This will be a good book to read.
Tell me more about the adult summer reading challenge.
So for the adults, we have this. I'm going to hold it up like I think I'm not on the radio. I don't know why I'm always.
You could ruffle a little bit into the microphone.
Ruffling some paper. So we have like a bingo sheet for adults, and you just have to knock off four categories and turn it in with your name and the books that you read. And you can do this pretty much all summer. And the adults will be – then there will be a drawing, I think, in September for prizes. In the summer, we wanted to – because we're always doing something kind of different for the adult summer reading. Last year was like the Great American Stories, so we wanted people to read off that list. This time we want people to kind of read out of their comfort zone. So the categories that you have to check off are like books written by somebody who might be a different gender than you or might be a different race, or read a book that takes place like not in the United States, somewhere else. One of them could be a book that was published either in 1819, 1919, or 2019. So you can pick, you know, one of the things. So we're just trying to kind of get people to like, you know, read some stuff that they might be comfortable with, but then also use this as an excuse to kind of try something a little different.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're also doing this thing, Food for Fines.
Yes. We did this once before. We did this in February, I think, a couple years ago. But now we're knowing it's June, so we're doing it in June. And it's going to be the same principle as last time. Every non-perishable food stuff that you bring in, every item is worth $5 off your fines.
Really?
So, yeah. So if you happen to
get out of jail free card,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah. So if you racked up some fines, maybe you've lost a book or borrowed a bunch of DVDs and returned them a couple days late, and that adds up. If you come to either of the three branches of the public library, so downtown, if you want to brave downtown, or the Valley in Douglas, and bring in canned food or non-perishable food items, that will just kind of knock off your fine.
How cool.
Yeah, and there's two stipulations. If you have gone, if your account has been sent to collections, or if you lost a book that's owned by one of our consortium partners, not the Juneau Public Library, those things can't be taken care of. You have to kind of work with either the owning library or the city collections office. But anything else, like if you have fines, just you can bring in some foodstuffs and get taken care of. And at the end of the month, everything's going to go to the food bank.
Wow. Do you see more books come back when you do these programs?
We see a lot of food. I think a lot of people, more people will have come in and kind of, this is a good way to take care of their accounts because they want to use a lot, you know, sometimes you want to use the library, but stuff happens. Things happen. And this is a good way to get more people in. And it seems like a lot of people are very happy that we do this and pretty appreciative. And I don't know, because I'm trying to think, the last time we did it, we made some changes with kids' fines, because the Juneau Public Library, all of our kids' books, kids' items, they don't accrue fines. Like, you have to pay for the replacement if you lose the book or audiobook or DVD. But if you return it late, there's no fine.
So that's so sweet.
Yeah. So because we wanted to encourage people to come in. And so it will be interesting to see how much more foodstuffs we get now that it's a lot of people, like adult accounts or adult things that might have been checked out that can be taken care of.
Oh, wonderful. June's also Pride Month.
It
are
is.
You guys doing anything special for that?
We have a couple things that scheduled in, I think, not next week, but the week after. We have another one of our Filipino film series movies. It's on the 17th Monday over at the Douglas Library. We just have a new like projector and sound system installed, so it should be pretty nice over there. And it's Douglas, so it's going to be quiet, not as like busy as downtown or the Valley. And it's a documentary about a I didn't write down her name, but somebody who ran for the Filipino Congress, who I think a transgendered woman who was the first person to run for office, I think, and we're gonna have that movie You can look on our Facebook, or you can give us a call, and we can, you know, if you want more information. And we do have flyers. There's purple flyers all around town that hopefully have more information about the film and when and where it's going to be. And then the other event we'll have is a couple days later, I think also in Douglas, the we have another Drag Queen Story Time program, which we've done. I think we did last year. We've done it several times so far. There have always been very well attended.
What happens at the Drag Queen Story Hour?
So we'll have some of drag queens will be there, and they'll read stories. And it's the same. It's going to be the same stories that our youth services librarians read at a story time. So it's going to be for example, because I'm not 100% sure what they're going to read, like Llama Llama Red Pajama or...
The Hits.
Yeah. Now I have to think of what other books get read at story time. But like just basically the normal, not normal, but books that our youth services librarians will read. And this time it'll be some drag queens who are dressed up who will read these books. And it's kind of nice for... I guess if kids want to come in and just see what different people are like different things, different experiences, it's usually a lot of fun. We pretty much can, I think if it's at Douglas, we can, conference room is filled up. So, and we have also some pictures if you want to see what happens, kind of like what it looks like kind of at past programs. I think there are some pictures on our Facebook of past story times. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, how can people learn more about the services offered by the library and all the events going on?
You can, we have our Facebook. We have a Facebook page, which we're, you know, keeping up constant with all our events that are happening, including our recurring ones like the story times, toddler times, and like our Tlingit language learning group, which is still going on throughout the summer, or our webpage. You can have access to our calendar, or you can also just call us and ask if you have questions or want to figure out what's going on.
And the visiting author, Jacqueline Woodson, is going to be coming to the library as well.
She is coming. Yeah, she's the I wrote it down. She is the national ambassador for literature this year.
Wow.
So that is why she's going around. I think I don't know where else she's gone, but I do know she's coming. She's definitely coming here the first Tuesday of July. And she's also going up to Anchorage. So we both Anchorage and, you know, kind of get to have her come and visit. And there's going to be an evening program at the Valley Library.
What are some of her books about?
I think they're a lot of them are just like basic life experiences various like African American characters. She's written a wide variety of there's picture books, middle reader and adult reader books. So she's written kind of like the whole gamut. Usually authors kind of stick to one
genre.
And so she's kind of has a wide spread. And right now I know downtown, I think maybe in the Valley Library, we have displays with her books out. So if you want to kind of get a book before she gets here, so you can kind of, if you haven't read her and you want to like make sure you've read a couple of things or your kids have read a couple of things before she comes. So yeah, definitely jump on that before everything gets just snapped up and checked out. So
we'll run over to the library.
Yeah, run over.
Bring some canned food.
Bring some canned food. Bring your kids and check out some books.
Thanks so much for coming in, Kate Inge, the Grants and Marketing Coordinator at Juneau Public Libraries.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Up next is a slowdown with Tracy K. Smith.